has the point. We'll all achieve our immortality in the next world, however we may conceive that. But we all want to be remembered in this one. I suppose so that when the newly dead arrive in heaven, they'll already know who we are. And yes, even though I am a devout, practicing Guni, I am very cynical about what humanity brings to the religious experience.
I'm always intrigued by your thinking, Master Santaraxita. But in today's circumstances, I just don't have time to sit around musing on humanity's innumerable foibles, nor even those of God, or the gods, if you prefer. Santaraxita chuckled.
Do you find it amusing to see our roles thus reversed?
A few months in the real world had done wonders for his attitude. He accepted his situation and tried to learn from it. I considered accusing him of being a Bodhi fellow traveler. I fear I'm much less of a thinker than you like to believe, Master. I've never had time for it. I'm probably really more of a parrot than anything.
And I suspect that surviving in your trade eventually leaves everyone more philosophical than you want to admit, Dolaby.
Or more brutal. None of these men were ever sterling subjects. Santaraxita shrugged.
You remain a wonder, whether or not you wish to be one.
He made a gesture to indicate the standing stone.
Well, there you have it. It may say something. Or it may just be remembering the otherwise unheralded, whose ashes nourished weeds. Or it may even be trying to communicate, since some of the characters seem to have changed.
His tone became one of intense interest as he completed his last sentence.
Dolaby, the inscription doesn't remain constant. I must have a closer look at one of those stelae.
Don't even think about it. You'd probably be dead before you got to it, and would get the rest of us dead, too. He pouted. This is the dangerous part of the adventure, I told him. This is the part that leaves us no room for innovation or deviation or expressing our personalities. You've seen Sindawe. No better or stronger man ever lived. That was nothing he deserved. Whenever you feel creative, you just go look on that travoy. Then take another look.
Gah! It smells like the inside of a stable here already.
A little breeze wouldn't hurt, as long as it blew away from me. The animals were all crowded together and surrounded, so they could not do something stupid like wander out of the protective circle. And herbivores tend to generate vast quantities of byproduct.
All right, all right. I don't make a habit of doing what's stupid, Dolaby.
He grinned.
Really?
What about how you got here?
Maybe it's a hobby.
He could laugh at himself.
They're stupid and stupid. None of those boulders is going to make my pebble turn into a standing stone.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or an insult. Just keep an eye on the rock and let me know if it says anything interesting. It occurred to me to wonder if these pillars were related to the pillars the company had found in the place called the Plain of Fear, long before my time. Those stones had even walked and talked, unless the captain exaggerated even worse than I thought.